Paul, it could have been so different tonight, couldn't it?
Yeah, we're feeling as if it should have been. You know, give ourselves a mountain to climb at half-time. First half, we didn't really get started. Looked a little bit leggy. Maybe if that's from Saturday, the long journey that we've had today. But changed things around second half. And, you know, rather than being disappointed not taking it into extra time, we're quite disappointed we've not won the game because I thought we were outstanding.
And ultimately, it was the first half that really cost you the game, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. We sat off them too much and... You know, they've got players of the calibre of Brian Rees, Ross McCormack, Rod Allega, you know, top players, top international players, players that cost a lot of money. You give them time and space, they're going to hurt you. Second half, we're a lot more compact and without the ball. But with the ball, I thought some of the stuff that they was fantastic. Mm.
Did you address that then, what they were doing right in the first half, Fulham? You managed to get to grips with that, you think?
The back four sat way too deep, you know, and possibly a little bit scared of Rod Allega's pace in behind, but then what that did do, it left a big gap in front of him for Ruiz and McCormack to pick up that little space between the lines at ease, you know, with a lot better distances about the second half, and that gave us a base to go and play.
When I say it could have been different, I mean, as early as the moment where their goalkeeper handles it outside the area, just having a bit of a debate as to whether it should have been a red card. What were your thoughts?
I've been told it's not a goal scoring opportunity. Now, maybe he's a little bit wide, but Nathan's going to be under control of the ball running in towards an empty net, so that is a goal scoring opportunity. So, but you don't want to see players get sent off, but 0-0, it's a massive moment in the game. You know, their keeper gets sent off, they're down to 10 men. With the run they've been on, it could have been so much different, but yet again we're talking about decisions, big decisions that aren't going our way.
It's almost as though it was too early in the game to send him off, which is obviously ridiculous, but
you say that, I don't.
It could have been different in the second half as well with the missed penalty, which was a shame.
Which was probably the hardest one to give, you know, with a couple before that. Liam Wakefield's been rugby tackled right in front of the referee from a corner. And it doesn't get it. But we don't see him. I don't want to sound as if it's moaning, because it's fact, because you guys see it every week. We just don't get the big decisions that we should get.
Did you want Theo to take that penalty?
Look, any player, I've been there myself, any player that grabs the ball and stands up to take a penalty deserves to do it. Theo scored a lot of penalties in his career, and it's very difficult to have a go at any player for missing a penalty, especially when they make the keeper make a save. So it's disappointing as a whole for the team, because we score that, we're going to win the game.
I suppose as a striker as well, he wants to get back on the scoring charts, doesn't he?
And of course he does. Look,
it's a great opportunity.
Yeah. I'm sure if I asked you to go and take a penalty in a match,
you don't want to see that.
Very nervous. So, look, away from that, I'm immensely proud of him, because the performance second half was outstanding.
Harry Forrester changed things, didn't he?
Yeah, he's bright, Harry. He's always forward thinking. I thought going two up top, their two centre halves struggled to cope with it, pushed them back and allowed to get Cox on the ball in wide areas and Harry. And as I said, you know, they were on the ropes towards the end, and as much as I'm delighted with the boys, there's a little bit of frustration involved as well.
If he can stay in the side, Harry Forrester, and not get sent off, I suppose, and create a run for himself, he can really be an asset for you, can't he?
He's a top player, he really is, and players react when he's on the pitch because they know he's going to create something.
Nathan Tyson as well, just what a warrior he is.
He's fantastic. You know, he kept going and going and going, and we had to take him off. What it meant is being with 10 men towards the end. You know, he was knocked out for a few seconds, so as much as we're desperately trying to get back into the game, the player's health and safety has to come first.
Is he okay now? Because he went down with his ankle as well, it looked like, and he obviously
he's
went
right.
down.
He's
strange. Fine?
Yeah, now he's fine. He's fine.
What about the other players who sort of came into the side tonight as well? You did make some changes. What were the thoughts behind those selections?
Just to try and freshen her up a little bit. You know, coming here as well, knowing that they like to play between the lines, I think it was important to play Paul Keegan tonight. And obviously Wakey deserves his chance, because down at Watford a few weeks ago he done ever so well. Jamie's also been out for a long time, you know, nearly, I think it's been over 18 months since he last played 3 games in a week, which he did last week, so that was a case of looking after him on that front as well.
I can throw a cliche at you now, it's, you know, away from the cup now and you can concentrate on the league again.
Yeah, we can, and big game Saturday, bigger than tonight's game. But I tell you what, we perform like that second half, we'll be alright.